Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, everybody. Bismillahi walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome, alhamdulillah, to our Wednesday edition. No, it's Thursday, subhanAllah. Thursday edition of our Quranic characteristics or characteristics from the Quran. This is our series where we're going through some of the greatest characteristics that we can find from the Quran that'll help, you know, build up our spiritual state. And hopefully, inshallah, we can walk away from this month with, 30 new beautiful characteristics, either brand new or either renewed, that'll bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and closer to the Islamic character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As always, these programs that we're doing this month have been graciously sponsored by Helping Hand for Relief and Development, an amazing relief organization that is partnered or that is in the family of ICNA organizations. So if you would like to go over to their website, hhrd.org/Ramadan, and become a sponsor of a program or a project that they're working on, then that would be a great thing for you to do, inshallah, with your sadaqah and your zakat and anything else that you're interested in donating, inshallah. Today's characteristic is one that is really awesome. And Ramadan is actually like one of the perfect times to act on this characteristic. It is the characteristic of islah. Islah. Islah is the verb or the characteristic of action of reconciling between yourself and another person, or helping reconcile between other people or two people, to make things better in the relationship. To make things better in the relationship. This is something, subhanAllah, that is very, very underrated. It's something that we don't talk about a lot in terms of Islamic character. Obviously, we talk about things like patience and generosity and gratitude and all these different characteristics, but rarely when you're thinking of like what are some of the top Quranic characteristics of a person's faith, rarely do you think of a person who's a reconciler, that they reconcile. Like, rarely do you think of that as being on the tip of your tongue, but it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran more than a few times. We have this very strong ayah, this very powerful ayah from Surah Hud, where Allah Ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, wama kana rabbuka liyuhlika al-qura bidhulmin," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never destroy any place, any city unjustly. Allah Ta'ala doesn't destroy any place unjustly. So obviously here is reference to the nations of the past that disobeyed Allah, that, you know, attempted to kill or even did kill their prophets. And Allah Ta'ala, as a consequence for their actions and for their disobedience of God and their persistent disbelief, they were hit with different punishments and consequences that left their cities, destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala says that one of the things that could have saved these people is if they had this characteristic of islah, He says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. Okay, so here, the verb islah, because islah literally means to take something from a good place to from a bad place to a good place. Right? Islah means to take something that's rotten and make it good, or something that's broken and fix it. So in general, islah is about reforming anything, a society, a place, making it better, making a place better than it was. But the characteristic that specifically is mentioned in different texts in different places is people doing islah of other people. People doing islah of other people, meaning reconciling other individuals. And this could be in a variety of scenarios. It could be that somebody doesn't know something from a religious practice and there's somebody who comes and teaches them. That's islah. It could be that, you know, somebody is doing something that's detrimental to their life and their family and their relationships, and a person comes and gives them advice. That's islah. Or it could be like in Surah Al-Hujurat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if there is a group amongst you, or if there are two groups amongst you, then you should, who are fighting, who are trying to kill one another, then it's from the practice of the believers to try to make islah between the two. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Right? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And then later he says, فَإِن فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْصِتُوا. That is the job of the Muslims to always try to make settlements between people and to reconcile between them. And here, subhanAllah, the example in Surah Hujurat, which is chapter number 49, it's between people who are fighting, like physically fighting. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. That if there are believers that are fighting, that are attempting to actually physically harm each other, then it's your responsibility not to even jump on the blame game, not to even say, oh, it's your fault, you deserve it, your fault, you deserve it. No, your primary goal as a Muslim in that moment is islah, is reconciliation, is trying to reduce the fitna that has been introduced, right? Muslims are fitna reducers. That's our goal. And then he says that, you know, حَتَّى تَفِي إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, that you're supposed to reduce things back to their spiritual equilibrium, back to the way Allah Ta'ala wants it to be. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِتُوا. And if everything returns back to normal, then make sure that you reconcile people with justice and with justice and with balance. With balance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are able to act in a just and balanced way. So how can we act on this characteristic and take it with us and try to become better people in our practice of islah? Number one is that we have to be more recipient. We have to be better recipients of islah. We have to be more receiving of islah. When people come to us and try to reconcile something with us or try to fix something within us, we can't be people who turn it away. We can't be people who say, you know what? You have no idea what you're talking about. You don't even understand the whole situation. The reality is you might be kind of right. They may not understand the whole situation. They may not get it. But nevertheless, it's essential for you to be open to hearing what people are saying. Because if you can't do that, then how do you expect other people to start to take some advice from you? The next step that we can take, so number one is being open to receiving nasiha and advice. Number two is that being intelligent and strategic about how you give islah. What kind of islah are you giving? You know, not every moment, we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us, you know, from his wisdom, that not every moment is ripe for nasiha. Not every moment is like perfectly ripe for a person to do islah, for a person to do some reform and some reconciliation. Sometimes you have to let the situation at hand calm down, kind of relax a little bit, in order for the person to come to terms with what they need. There's a narration about a woman who was crying over the passing of one of her relatives, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, when he walked by her, he gave her some good reminders of consolation, trying to remind her that Allah is with her, and you know, it's okay, it'll be okay, inshallah, and you know, Allah Ta'ala is with you, and just remember Allah in these moments. And she just lashed out at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, she said, إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي, Like, what are you, leave me alone. You have no idea what I'm going through. And she basically just lashed out. And subhanAllah, in that moment, you know, he could have like just destroyed her. He could have said like, what on earth are you, you're yelling at the, you know, she yelled at him and he said, you're yelling at the messenger of God. And, you know, he could have really come on very, very strong and made her feel horrible, but he didn't. He left in his wisdom. And later somebody told her, they said, do you have any idea who you just yelled at? And she said, who? And then they explained to her, you yelled at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she just, yeah, she was devastated. So she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, you know, ya Rasulullah, I'm so sorry. I apologize. And he said to her, you know, it's okay, but let me teach you something. Right now, here comes the islah. Now here comes the fixing up and the reconciliation of her character. He says, inna sabra inda sidmatil ula. That patience is right at the onset of the calamity, that it's easy to be patient later, but to be patient at the time of is true patience. And so he couldn't have told her this at that moment. If he told her that at that moment, she would have just continued to say things that she would have regretted later, right? So when you do islah, when you do some reconciling, make sure that you're not just like doing it with a sledgehammer. Make sure you're doing it very strategically and very, very specifically in order to make sure that the goal is accomplished. Because ultimately, when you make islah of any situation, or when you give nasiha to any person, the goal should be that they come closer to Allah. If as a result of your islah and your nasiha, a person is pushed away from Allah, then you have to be concerned, right? Sometimes it's not in your control, but you have to be concerned, right? So this means we have to be very, very strategic in how we give our advice and how we try to rectify people, inshallah, and we will see good results from those situations. And it is such a powerful characteristic that Allah Ta'ala says that it could have been the thing that would have saved some of these nations that were destroyed. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us amongst the muslihun. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us reformers and people who are also open to being reformed ourselves and people who can be reconciled ourselves, inshallah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the beautiful characteristics of Quran and to allow us to come close to Him by the verses of the Quran, not just reading them, but acting on them. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Please go ahead and stop by supportqalam.com to support the programming that we've committed to make accessible and free for everybody, inshallah. We'll see you guys, you know, for our future programming tonight, our Quran recitation reflection, and tomorrow for our future programs, inshallah. We also have a program on May 10th, which is in 3 days, inshallah, on the Battle of Badr. It's the anniversary of Badr. We're going to talk about inspiring moments from the Battle of Badr, hope in a time of, you know, of difficulty and adversity. So we'll see you guys there, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.